Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, and we got a guest, special guest host today, Glasses Malone. Shout out the OG. He decided to stop by, fill in for Juju Gotti, who's in Germany, like, dapping up Commissioner Goodell. Y'all seen this video of Juju, by the way? Roger Goodell walked right up to him and dapped him up like, hey, I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah, I see that.
No, like straight up, like I told you, like Juju's got this shit where motherfuckers see him and they think, I must know who he is. There's right. No way he's just a random dude. So like Juju's standing on the field and here come Roger Goodell, and he walked to Juju. Juju never moved. He walked over to Juju, dap him up, and then walk off. And Juju said, yeah, we went to school together. Just fucking full of shit, man. But yo, shout out to Juju doing big things in Germany. We got a great show for you guys today. We'll talk about Keith Lee. I've learned who Keith Lee is and why the city of Atlanta is trembling in fear, at least the restaurants are. We'll talk about Kai Cenat going to jail for 7 days. I use jail very loosely. We're going to talk about, is there such a thing as an artist, any artist, with four classic albums, right? But first, I'm going to tell y'all to hit up patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. Make sure you're getting all the extra content, the excess content. You're getting this podcast all at once as opposed to little by little every day. You're getting the watch-alongs. We're doing the watch-alongs for the games, NBA games. We're doing watch-alongs for the movies. You're getting the OG podcast. You're getting Discord. You're getting so much more. We're continuously adding more and more extra stuff. So patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked into that. But first, let's start right here.
Speaking of personal moments with albums, G, you got an album called Cancel These Nuts.
That is true.
tell us, first of all, are you canceled?
Yeah, I've been canceled.
Okay.
By who?
So that's by who?
They can't cancel.
Everybody always canceled. They always be like, this man crazy. It's okay. Funny because in my mind, it'd be so fundamentally true to things I just say. Like, it'd be just regular 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But I think we so far removed from basics and fundamentals that we'll say shit like centers don't exist no more, dog. We'll just say some crazy shit. We'd be like, you know what? They're not marketing it like that no more. So cancel these nuts is, I've been canceled, man. Like, everything I say piss somebody off. I really don't know why, because I'm not saying nothing crazy. I don't even think it's really that. Like, what's the craziest thing? Like, okay, I'm with you, right? If I could be canceled, if me explaining Robin is better than Shaq, had a greater career than Shaq, I understand why somebody could say that's crazy. Mm. I get why somebody can say that, because then it requires a lot of explanation. But for me to explain certain things like Ben Wallace is an all-time great, and he's literally the only undrafted player in the Hall of Fame, all these things already support my conversation. We shouldn't even have to have those conversations.
Right.
Some of these conversations are not worthy of having because the accomplishments on these people's resumes, feel me, back up all the shit I'm saying. So I'm just canceled in a sense, dog. Like, that's why the whole tyrannical approach is coming out, because it's like, the more I let people have this thing we call street urban culture, this hip hop thing, man, they just take it crazy. Look, they think this is what we do. And nobody's saying that. Nobody be like, you know, we don't really do that like that. Nobody's telling these people that. So these white folks like, look at these niggas. Look at these niggas. Them niggas said, I couldn't last in a real jail. Let me go make up a jail and get a bunch of people to come in here.
A bunch of celebrities.
And he didn't have no G homie like glassing around to tell him, man, that's dumb as fuck.
And that's the thing. We got niggas need OGs. Exactly. A lot of these niggas don't have no
vets.
No, I don't
need
know,
that vet leadership.
Some of the OGs can be bought, bro.
I agree, but that's why I've decided to take the dictator role in this whole thing. Like, straight Kim Jong-un, bro, because if you don't, you just can't see it. Like, people just being bought every day. Like, niggas are calling to say something. And I'll be like, bro, like,
no, I was gonna say that there is another side to beyond motherfuckers being bought is sometimes OGs, and I'm guilty of this too, we just hate shit because it's new and different and kind of like it's a delicate balance, right? You need someone to tell you, you need someone to tell you that shit is dumb, but also understanding sometimes that's it as a block for you. You can't see past it, right? So we were talking about the play-in tournament. And a lot of people are like, this is bullshit. If you were 8 seed, you should just make the playoffs. Shouldn't have to do all this shit, da-da-da-da-da. But, like, in reality, when you start to see the effect, the impact it has on how people are approaching the season, it's like, oh, this shit was actually a good idea. But if you was a crazy, like, straight-up OG, you would never want that shit. In the same way they didn't want the three-point line. In the same way they didn't want fucking, you know, all type of shit.
But so, that's why it needs to be me, man, because I'm literally reasonable. I am a reasonable ruler. Like, I'm reasonable to listen.
That's how it's.
I never spoke against
until you get the power. Power.
I said, let me see it. Put it out in front of my. Put it out in my element. Let me see it. We're in. That's it. So again, I'm not against. Like, even when the skinny pants movement happened again, I studied the past so much, I saw that before. Let them little niggas wear their skinny pants. Now, other people don't care for the skinny jeans. I don't give a fuck. I saw that before.
Not the 80s, right? Now it's the 70s, the flare-out.
Exactly.
The bell bottom.
And then they try to act like they being fashionable. That's why I get on them. You're not fashionable. You're just jacking some older dudes.
Recycling this shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not seeing anything new. Some of it is just corny, though. Like, and that's why I don't even get into the corny, where I wouldn't even rule over there where Kai Sinat and them guys play. Like, I wouldn't rule over. I'd be like, bro, do your thing. Like, you're my son, bro. It's like, I'm not going to tell you what to do in your room. Just clean up after it's over. You know what I mean? Just clean up, bro, because it goes into a space where we, like, I don't want to argue with the kids and try to block their innovation, but I also don't want to go out there and let these white people think it's sweet. Go out here and just be embarrassing us. And, like, I keep saying this, but, like, little baby letting that white man hug him from the back. That's unacceptable.
That was out of pocket.
It's unacceptable, and everybody knows it's unacceptable. But then if I say it, they be like, man, Glass is on some bullshit. No, you was on some bullshit letting that white man hug you from the back. Do not hug me from the back, Mr. White Man.
Mr. White Man is fucking sick.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey. So our last topic before we get out of here, new grandmas. Well, gee, you're going to love this one. Does social media have everybody?
Oh, shit. Send them the link. Send them the tweet.
Oh, that flick. Oh,
you got to see, see it.
I got you right now, G.
I'm just crazy. The old man, I guess.
Hey, but that's the way everything is going, though. That's the thing that saddened me was like, you ever see something and you just realize, like, damn, that's actually about to be way more prevalent.
Yeah. Like, than I wanted. Because they're getting older.
Because all the joints, all the joints is getting older, bro. Like,
I'm telling you, man. When I was,
this sound crazy.
But you know what? Women don't stop being women, man. They don't stop being women, dog. They really don't stop being women. That thirst for attention is a forever thing. That's like us. We don't stop being men. You know, you could be 70, a little 23-year-old lady walk up to you like, hey, you look nice. You're going to be like, hey, you's going to be feeling it. So she still thinks she's worthy of the attention. So if she's willing to go through it, I guess we could like the picture. I just think she's just tripping.
Bro, all that picture, all that video showed me is pizza for Thanksgiving.
Pizza. That shit look crazy.
Hey, them young grandmas with the BBLs and making it clap on a video. That's what Joe Smith dealing with right now. The retired.
No, I'm telling you. I tell the story of the time. The first year of the finals, Mark Spears had a party in San Francisco at the W. Went up in there. And Jerb, you were with me. You remember that shit? We walked in and we said, every bad bitch from 1999 was in there.
Yes.
Like you could tell, like, yo, 99, you was the shit. You was fucking bad as hell. And they still cute now, but it's like, you know, it's, you know,
you were trying to catch yourself a little old thing from back in the day.
No, I was amazed. I was like, yeah, this shit is crazy. Cause I remember, like, these are the joints that, like, you just see from afar over there getting in to the club. You be standing outside doing this shit right here. And now we're in the same spot. And I realized, you don't have no leverage no more.
it's crazy to see that pass by them, no. Man. Like, I'm in that generation where I'm starting to see, like, the real just overall fall off from, like, the large percentage. Because you see the fall off, like, here and there from a couple, right? And they, whatever happens, happens. But now it's like the whole the generation has started, and then the door has opened to the new generation. And I'm like, because all the ones I see online now, I'm be like, damn, these not even in my same, feel me?
Hey,
we didn't
Jay,
go to high school at the same time at all.
What's the line? That I seen the Rovers roll up with ribbons. I seen the repo, resold, and redriven.
That's how I feel. Grand closing, like.
Man, that shit crazy. Them girls be, I feel bad because this might be like, feel chauvinistic, but women peak so early, you know what I mean? That it's just, they got to strike while the iron hot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Other than that, what they pride themselves in, because I think they could have a much longer pride, like a much longer prime, if they didn't just pride themselves in their youthful appearance.
Right, but they see the ones that's winning off of the appearance at the time, so and they're like, chase, yeah, I got to go get that. And then it's
and
like,
then you start looking crazy. And then it's crazy to me, if you think about it, even young girls are starting to look like old ladies because they wearing
big touching themselves away.
So I'm like, you really don't got to do nothing because you already in the running because the young girls is putting you in because they wearing these big wigs and stupid nails and lashes. So you they made looking like old ladies.
You made a comment on another platform about if a man asks you to get a BBL, he don't really like you.
Hands down.
That's up. Off the rip. Yeah.
That is 100% accurate.
And people arguing, and I'm like, bro, if a girl hit me in my DM, like, so my man asked me to get a BBL, you mean he don't like a BBL, he don't like? Nigga. What the fuck? Is this deep?
Yeah. Nah, man, like that. I'm with you on that shit. Like, it's obvious. Like, you're like, yo, I like you, but you need to change.
That's like a girl telling you to go get a bag.
Niggas gotta say, you're not good enough.
That's like if a girl came up to you and was like, yeah, you cool, but you need to get a bag. Like, then you just don't fuck with me.
I mean, look at that though. Another thing, right? You look at that situation. If it's a chick that you always wanted, right? She's not paying you no attention. You finally get the bag and she finally rolling. What's the science of that, nigga? You know what I mean? She never liked you. She only liked you because you got the bread, nigga.
Well, let's not just be out here just thinking that everyone's a simp and not recognizing that too. There's some niggas that just recognize that and they're cool with it.
Clearly.
I think it's fair. I wouldn't want her if she didn't have ass. It works out.
The game is the game, baby.
Hey, I like that.
You either gonna decide to play or you not.
The game is the game, or don't get played.
Do you want to get subbed in?
Step up here, man. What you want to do? I'm gonna come out here and put up 50.
All right, ball up top.
I guess we can end it on that, man.
Yeah, man, I gotta get out of here anyway. Yeah, thank you. Shout out to Glasses Malone for being a guest host for us today. Shout out to Jason, Madison, Big Jerv, Trey, and reminding you guys all, A, to go to patreon.com/countthedings, and B, to stay black, motherfuckers. Peace out.